or if you will, for shorthand, the law of gravity. Okay, so halacha exists in the world, and as you know, in the world, there's gravity. Gravity dictates that objects fall at 9.8 meters per second squared. It's true anywhere in the world. Okay, it's not true on the moon. The first Mishnah in Masechta Makos, second Perek, deals with how predictable accidents are. Okay, so I have a brother-in-law who's an actuary. So that's what he does all day. He thinks about how predictable accidents and natural disasters are. So this is something the rabbis thought about also, based on the three categories of Rotzeach Bishgaga, of accidental murder that we discussed. So we talked about Karov Lemezid. You have a situation where it's accidental in the sense that you didn't have any malice, right? But there was negligence involved. And we say in that situation, a person is not entitled to go into the Ir Miklat, into the city of refuge. So he's like, what does he do, right? You can't put him to death in a basin in a court of Jewish law. So the Rambam says he spends the rest of his life looking over his shoulder. That doesn't sound like very much fun, because the Goel Hadam, right, the relative of the victim, can come and find him anywhere. So that's an amazing thing that the Rambam has. The Rambam says that's true of people who are murderers in general, but we couldn't convict them because there was only one witness. And the Ravid thinks that that's like a very radical and unacceptable doctrine, because it takes two witnesses. But anyway, that's the category of Karov Lemezid. Now, the other end of the spectrum is Karov Leones, where there wasn't a pure accident, but there were circumstances involved that made this almost impossible to predict. And I'll give you an example from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks about a person who was involved in various tasks that were going either with the direction of gravity or against the direction of gravity. So, for example, we're going to see a person is climbing up a ladder. So, yes, it's true, a person could fall and, you know, God forbid, hurt himself, or fall down and hit somebody on the bottom and then, you know, cause damage or even accidental death to that person. So if a person's climbing up a ladder, so it requires multiple things to go wrong for that person to fall down and then to hurt the person below. If a person is climbing down a ladder, so in that situation, we say the only thing that's separating between you and that person is one slip. So because you're going down the ladder, you bear a greater responsibility to be extremely careful. And so in that situation, a person would actually have to go to an Ir Miklat versus a situation where a person was climbing up a ladder. So where we say that's Karov Leones, that was almost beyond a person's control. And that's what we call Derech Yerida, whether you're going down, versus Derech Aliyah. So let's just put that onto the record. There are various cases here, but that's the principle. Elohein Agolin, Ahurig Nefesh Bishgaga, Hayamagel B'magela. So let's say you're rolling a stone. And in this case, you're rolling a stone in that downward direction, again, to smooth it out. Or, related case, so you have a chavis as a barrel. So again, you're rolling a barrel or lowering a barrel. Or, as I mentioned, you're going down a ladder. Since you're going in the direction of gravity, you bear a greater responsibility to be careful for this load, because it could easily slip out of your grasp and then fall naturally and kill somebody. Hareza gola. Avalim haya mosheich b'magela. But if you were pulling the stone up the hill, v'nafala b'aragta, or haya dola b'chavis, or dola means, let's say you're drawing water from a well, so now you're pulling it up, v'nifsa kachevel, and then somehow the rope tears, v'nafala b'aragta, and it kills a person below. I don't know why a person would be in a well, but you know, that's an interesting thing. Haya ola b'sulam, somebody was climbing up a ladder, v'nafala b'harago, Hareza enogola. That again is because it's what we call karav leones. It's almost beyond the person's control, even though it's not totally beyond the person's control. Zakal kol shebederach yiridaso gola, shelo bederach yiridaso. Anything which is not in moving in a downward direction, enogola. Now the next part of the Mishnah is based on the pasuk again in Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah says, "V'ishki abova yar lachtov etzim." A person is going into the forest to chop down wood. V'nishal habarzel min ha'etz. So it means that the barzel went out of the etz. So question is, what exactly does that mean? So according to the majority position, what that means is a person who's taking an axe and he's swinging it, and he didn't make sure that the blade was securely fastened, and the blade goes and flies and hurts somebody else, or even in this case, causes an accidental death. In that situation, the rabbis say a person would have to go into an Ir Miklat, have to go to the city of refuge. But where they'd be excused from that is a scenario where the person was able to strike the tree, and then what happens? V'nishal ha-barzel, the barzel causes a wood chip to fly out of the tree, and that wood chip, right, goes and it injures somebody, or that wood chip actually goes and causes an accidental murder. So in the case of accidental murder, according to the majority position in that case, you would be excused, because that's what we call koach kocho. that it's not your strength, but it's a first derivative. It's something that is not one, but two steps removed, because first you had to hit the tree, and then the wood had to come out of the tree. According to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we'll put this on the record, he says that that is what the Torah was talking about. That is the paradigmatic situation where a person would have to go into the Eir Miklat. So Nishmar Abarzal Mikito Viharag, so again, if the blade separates from the wooden handle, Rabbi Omer Eino Gola, Rabbi says in that situation, a person is not allowed to go into an Eir Miklat. That's what you would call Karov Lemezid, V'chachamim Omer Gola, that fits into the middle category of Shogeg. But Mina Eitza Mispakeya, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says in that situation is Gola, because that's neither Karov La'ones or Karov La'mezid, but Chachamim Omrim Eino Gola. And the Chachamim say, no, that's Karov La'ones because it required two steps, what we call Koach Kocho. So what you see here is a very important principle, that in terms of how predictable it was that a terrible accident could occur, you know, there's not just one view. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the Chachamim were effectively debating how much caution one has to take in terms of one's activity. So the rabbis will tell you, in a situation where you're just swinging an axe, so you know it would have been the right thing to do to make sure that it was safely and securely fastened beforehand, but we're not going to say that's Karov L'mezid. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi will say, if you didn't make sure that the axe was really, the blade of the axe was securely fastened, that's already something that borders mezid, on direct and intentional murder, even though, of course, you had no malice involved, but the negligence there makes it much less excusable. So you can think about these things and think about the different cases and how you have to take into account naturally occurring factors like gravity and then human error or blades being loose, and you see differences of opinion really across the board. So we'll say again, Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha, followed by Kaddish Rabbanan, will all try to stay on the same page. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha, Mertz, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Levikach, Hirbalahem, Tar Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavetz, Ma'an Tzidko, Yagdil Terabi Adir, Kaddish Rabbanan.